This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Before I get kicked off here, and I'm going to do my very best at answering that. I'm being asked in the chat room by somebody who isn't there anymore. Question on scope rings. Do low scope ring configurations have an advantage over higher scope ring mounts? I think that would depend upon the rifle, where it was mounting, forward, back, and the scope. I've had a couple of M14s, and the M14 EBR had a gigantic scope on it, and it had to be low because I couldn't see it otherwise. Likewise with the SOCOM, that had to be low, but I didn't have a low scope mount for it. As a matter of fact, that was so set up in such a way to where even a red dot optic like the aim point was too tall in a mount. So, and you're gone now. So I hope that helps. I would have to know the rifle, I would have to know the scope, and I'd have to see the top of it to see how far forward, how far back. Well, you know, how much eye relief do you need with the scope? There's a lot of questions that go with that. Now then, I guess because he's been missing the limelight, as the only attorney general ever to be found in criminal contempt, Eric Holder has gotten back up. He got out there and he had some things to say. He's calling on law enforcement officers to join in advocating for stricter gun control laws. I don't know where he was having this speech at, but he said it is far past time for those of you in law enforcement to join with other responsible Americans and take on the mindless, industry-driven gun lobby that values an illogical individual ability to possess military-grade weapons more than the lives of the American people in general and our law enforcement personnel in particular. Speak up. This should not be any sort of a surprise to anybody. Coming from Holder, his resume includes anti-gun speeches going back to 1995 when he called for brainwashing American youth against gun ownership. So all that's old is new again. The political rhetoric continues, and anti-gun Democratic politicians once again miss the mark, calling on law enforcement to join a stricter gun control movement without understanding the facts. A recent survey by the National Association of Chiefs of Police shows that 87.9% of police officers nationwide answered yes when asked, should any vetted citizen be able to purchase a firearm for sport or self-defense? Another 76 answered yes when given the question, can qualified law-abiding armed citizens help law enforcement reduce violent criminal activity? In response to the same tragedies, local law enforcement offered far greater insight than Holder. He's Baton Rouge's Sheriff Gautreaux, said it best to me. This is not so much about gun control as it is about what's in men's hearts. And until we come together as a nation, as a people, to heal as a people, if we don't do that, then this madness continues. We will surely perish as a people. Holder's call for stricter gun control is not the answer, and law enforcement agrees. Holder and other anti-gun politicians should drop their political act and join forces with law enforcement and the gun industry to make a collective effort in working towards keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They should also understand that's almost impossible to do. Criminals will find a way. They are. Well, I mean, the very nature of being a criminal means you're not bound by the societal norms that most people would be bound by. So, naturally, the things that keep me from getting a gun and going out or committing a crime does not mean anything to a criminal. The reason I don't go out and get a gun and commit a crime is because it's wrong. Because I don't want to hurt people. I mean, it's just that simple. It's wrong, and I don't want to hurt people. So, getting out there and calling for gun control as if somehow that it's not the placebo panacea, one size fits all, end all be all solution. And everybody knows this. Everybody knows this, and I don't understand why this is not something common, more common. Okay, now I'm being asked about the Archangel. Okay, now I had the M1A SOCOM with the Archangel stock, okay? And the problem with that is the Archangel stock cheek riser is not adjustable. That is not adjustable. So, what you're going to find is if you get a stand, the lower the ring height you're going to find on a scope for that, and you're also going to have a problem with it hanging over your bolt. It just depends on the scope, though. That's why I was asking about which scope you're using. But the riser on the Archangel stock that is on that's on the M1A1 SOCOM is not adjustable, and it's too low for a standard optic mount for an aim point H1. So just think about it. Think about how big some of these rings are and how high it is out there. And you have to get an adjust. You would have to. You're talking about if you're talking about a different stock from Archangel that has an adjustable cheek piece, that might work. That might work. But if you're not talking about that, if you're just talking about the M1A with the Archangel stock for the SOCOM CQB, that's not going to work so well. Because I tried everything I could to make that work. Finally, I just ran it with no optic on it. Just ran it with steel sights because that was easier. Otherwise, you're taking your face off of the buttstock, and hence the cheek weld begins to go away. But, you know, back to getting guns and you know, Holder needs to be, he needs to be very concerned now about Trump, because depending on who Trump would pick to run his Department of Justice, somebody might come in there and look at all this stuff and say, we need to go after these guys, don't we? Maybe my fantasy of seeing Eric Holder in handcuffs, which, sick as it is, I want to see him in handcuffs and coveralls and wearing those plastic flip-flops that are too big. Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see him shuffling into a detention facility because he facilitated a program that caused murder. But, you know, I don't want to. I mean, let's not be harsh, shall we? Coming up next, we're going to talk about a mayor out of Indiana who doesn't like guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the chat room, we got Dr. John Adeen, who will be joining us in the third hour. We're going to talk about his article that just appeared in USCCA magazine. In the crosshairs are our hospitals targets for terrorist attacks? Dr. John, of course, is one of the many exponents at DRGO, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Knowing this, of course, you probably need to have one of the psychologists from them take a look at this particular cat. This is a this is coming from a mayor out of Bloomington, Indiana, named, what's this cat's name? John Hamilton. May as well be Mayor Gersh Kuntzman, though. He says, I'm the mayor of a small Midwestern city, and I'm at my wit's end about guns. My first job is to help keep my city safe, but two recent events showed me the limits of all of what I can do. Item one, on a beautiful day this summer, our public swimming pool was full of kids taking lessons and their families enjoying the sun. A man arrived and walked around the pool with a handgun visible on his hip. He was not a law enforcement officer in uniform, just a parent, it seemed, unknown to most there, walking around the pool packing a pistol. No one had any idea if it was loaded or not. You can imagine the stress and worry this led to with the memories of Orlando and San Bernardino and Charleston and Newtown and on and on and on, fresh in people's minds. Well, probably his at least. Item number two, for our annual 4th of July parade downtown, the sidewalks and streets were packed with thousands of children, parents, students, retirees, all in their patriotic finest. A float rolled by featuring armed men from a private firearms training center with military-style machine guns held at the ready, ammunition belts attached atop a pickup truck. The celebration took a nervous-making turn. This is all happening in Indiana, where with the governor, Mike Pence, who has long fought against any reasonable restrictions on guns. His extreme views on this and other issues are apparently one reason Donald J. Trump chose him as his running mate. The nation as a whole will now get a better look at that kind of attitude on gun laws. It has earned Governor Pence a rating from the NRA and has made it harder for me to do what my constituents want when it comes to making them safe. Okay. First things first. This guy is a hoplophobe. He is a hoplophobe of the first order. He sees a gun and his bladder lets go. He is Gersh Kuntzman with an office with a plate on the door. He goes on to say this. The people of Bloomington expect their mayor to protect them against violence. I received dozens of calls and emails and desperate messages after the incidents at the pool and the parade urging me to act to prevent potential disaster. My constituents aren't all against guns. They respect Second Amendment rights. They just don't want handguns carried around at their public pools. They don't want machine guns in their parades. Nor does my police department, nor do I. And in fact, my city used to have reasonable restrictions in place on possession of firearms and parts, city facilities, and at city council meetings. But 5 years ago, the state legislature prohibited cities from enforcing virtually any individual local regulation of firearm and ammunition or their accessories. State House said we couldn't restrict what kinds of guns or ammunition can be carried, displayed, worn, concealed, or transported, with a few very limited exceptions like courtrooms and intentional displays at official public hearings. The state, I mean, do you hear the violin music? The state did nothing to fill this vacuum it created. It did create one exception to protect itself, prohibiting anyone but officers, legislators, or judges from carrying guns in the state house. And in one more technical twist, the state said if any city ever tries to restrict firearms or ammunition, it would be subject to paying triple the lawyer's fees for anyone who sues us. So despite what a vast majority of Bloomington wants, we can't ban a handgun from the public pool or a machine gun from a parade float. Now, he does admit that no one was physically hurt at the pool or at the parade, but he worries about tomorrow. Or maybe next month or someday my city may lose the awful violence lottery that seems to strike with terrible frequency. Residents of this city with a population of more than 80,000 worry about their role. How exactly are they supposed to tell a good guy with a gun from a bad guy with a gun? How about that fellow walking around the pool with a weapon? How are parents looking up on that slathering sunscreen on their kids to make the necessary judgment? They don't want to be in that position. They're certainly not trained to be in that position. And more people with more and more guns complicate the work of those trained in law enforcement as well. Here we go. Our police officers risk their lives every day to protect us. Why do we have to make their jobs harder? I worry that someday it could be my turn to stand in front of television cameras for a few days promising we'll get through and come together to heal. My duty is to act now before another terrible act of violence is carried out. So I'll go to my state legislature and ask them again to give us back local authority. I expect the well-funded gun lobby will again oppose local control and reasonable regulations. I'm not likely to prevail without more pressure or a tragedy, but I'll keep at it. I'm like a lot of mayors around the country who work every day to fix problems and get results. The people who voted for me want me to do more to protect our community from gun violence. I wish it was one problem we were actually allowed to tackle. I don't know what the laws are in Indiana. I don't know if open carry is allowed. I'm looking at this picture of this M60, which is what it is, and I can't tell if those are blanks. They kind of look it, but I can't tell. But here we have a hoplophobe who doesn't even like the sight of guns. The fact that, you know how you can tell a good guy with a gun from a bad guy with a gun if you see him with a gun. Good guy with a gun isn't messing with it. It's in his holster. He's not messing with it because that's not something we do. A bad guy with a gun is pointing it at you, saying, give me your wallet. Give me your car. Give me your woman. Give me everything you got. That's how you tell a bad guy with a gun from a good guy with a gun. A guy walking by with a gun on, you see cops doing it all the time. And you simply presume that they're good people because they got on a shirt and a badge. You're used to seeing it in the open. Be used to seeing it in the open. If you don't like the job, Mayor, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. That's your first job. Try that and get back to me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The Washington Post, they have a cringe-inspiring database listing police fatalities, as in people that police have killed. And the Washington Post Pulitzer Prize award-winning Fatal Force database. Well, the latest one added to this is Baton Rouge cop killer Gavin Eugene Long. He's been added to this. Omar Mateen, he's in it. The Islamist who was killed by police in Orlando after slaughtering 49 people at a gay nightclub, as one of the 533 people killed by cops so far this year. The database, which includes demographics of individuals fatally shot by police, as well as details about their background and the circumstances of the shooting, has been touted by reporters and activists for filling a gap left by the FBI's limited statistics. But the database, which counted 990 police shooting victims last year, is off-cited by activists without the important context that many of the people killed by police officers deserved to be killed. The Post began building the database in response to the August 2014 police-involved shooting of Michael Brown, which many activists and progressives claim was a case of excessive force. This despite Brown attempting to steal the gun of the officer who ended up fatally shooting him. Wesley Lowry, a Post reporter who is considered an ally of the Black Lives Matter movement, has bragged that he suggested the idea for the database to his editors. The description for Long in the database notes he was killed after shooting three Baton Rouge police officers on Sunday. The Post determined that the former Marine and ex-Nation of Islam member suffered from mental illness. It also lists him as not fleeing from police when he was shot. The officers involved in shooting Long were not identified, according to the Post database, and there was no body cam recording from the shooting. Larry Darnell Gordon is also counted on the database. On July 11th, he was killed after fatally shooting two bailiffs in a Michigan courtroom. Jorge Zambrano is listed as well. On May 22nd, 2016, Zambrano was killed after fatally shooting a Massachusetts state police officer following a traffic stop. You know, I don't care if you list all these people that you want. By all means, go for it. I couldn't care less. I have one very important rule. If the police tell me to do something, I'm simply going to do it. Very simple. This is not me giving up any rights. Not at all. This is me bowing to the authority. This is me doing what the authority tells me to do, which I should be doing. And it isn't about, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, then you have nothing to fear. No, it isn't about that at all. But you notice, and I mean, there's been a couple of times, and I've had a couple of tents, you know, back and forth with police officer here and there when they were looking for a bald guy. In a robbery. Well, I was a bald guy that just happened to be in the area with the right color pickup truck. As soon as they figured out it wasn't me, they were very nice and sent me on my way. So getting out there and telling me, well, you know, Michael Brown was killed by excessive force. No, Michael Brown was killed by proper force. By lethal force that was properly dispensed. I got one rule, and I mean, I'm glad I'm not a cop. If I were a cop, it would mean I'd have to work with so many more rules. As a concealed carry permit person, as a self-defender, if I feel like I'm in danger, I can draw my weapon. If you continue to come at me after I draw my weapon, I'm going to shoot you with it. And it is simply that simple. I'll deal with the mental health issues that are going to come. I'll deal with the repercussions and the legal system and everything else, and you will deal with what I just did to you, if possible. If I do what I'm trying to do correctly, you won't be dealing with anything anymore. That's just the way it works. Public sector unions. Now, I want to mention these simply because I think a lot of these people are going to vote for Trump. But one of the favorite whipping boys for the conservatives are labor unions. The usual charges are that unions drive up production costs, and worse, they support the Democrats. The leadership supports the Democrats. Sort of difficult to understand why the private sector unions still support Democrats, because Obama and pantsuit promised to bankrupt the coal industry, which has resulted in a loss of 75,000 coal miner jobs. Obama disallowed the Keystone Pipeline, which cost thousands of jobs to union members such as the Teamsters and the plumbers and the laborers and the machinists and the operating engineers. And in both cases, Obama did the bidding of the environmental groups over the interests of workers and labor unions and non-union employees. Now the power of the private sector union is weak, and their decline has led to growth in the power of the federal government in matters dealing with employment issues. This is circular because the growth of the federal government has decreased the need for unions. Employers and unions negotiate over terms of employment such as wages and overtime and vacation, leaves of absence, safety, pensions, health care, job protections. But the federal government has passed laws such as OSHA to deal with safety and family leave to deal with leaves of absence. The EEOC deals with job protection, and Obamacare deals with health insurance. Nowadays, the employee relationship that was usually done by unions is now done by federal bureaucrats instead of a company and a union negotiating terms for their specific company. Unions, in backing the Democrats, have shot themselves in the foot. When a union tries to organize employees to form a union, the question is always, what can you do for me? Nowadays, the answer is very little because the government does much, so why pay union dues? About the only job protection a union can offer is for a white male under age 40. The principle of subsidiaries that decisions are best made at the local level, closest to the people involved, where they can participate. This applied to a local union negotiating with an employer, which knew both the local issues and crafted a contract to deal with such issues. That's gone, replaced by the power of the federal government. And the blame here goes with the unions. They supported the Democrats to pass all the laws that made many labor unions unnecessary and irrelevant. Moreover, many unions established their international headquarters in Washington, D.C., far removed from the members, and the international presidents joined the D.C. insiders, spending more time at Burning Tree golfing, similar to other lobbyists. They contributed lots of money and manpower to the Democrats, passed laws to put the unions out of business. Unions, you can't trust progressives. This is why we as gun owners don't trust progressives. Sad result is that you let them take power away from the workers and employers at the local level and transfer it to the federal government as part of the nanny state. And now you're just becoming a lobbying group, and not a very powerful one at that. You shot yourselves. You should have practiced gun control yourselves, labor union. Sorry about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In Germany, we have had an attack in Munich at the, the Olympia Einkaufszentrum Mall. I haven't had to say anything in German in a long time. Left at least 9 people dead, including a possible gunman, and at least 10 others injured, while triggering a massive search for other shooters that locked down one of Europe's major cities. They've sent in robots to check certain things. They don't know whether the shooter was shot or he committed suicide. And the wounded were taken to different hospitals around the city. And because of that, the police don't know how many people really got hurt. GSG-9 was activated, which you don't hear about that very often. GSG-9 is the German SEALs, if you will, as well as federal police. They were called in to help with the search. They're saying there were as many as 3 shooters. However, they said there were 4 or 5 shooters in Dallas, if you recall. So I don't know how we take this. I think we wait. Munich police said on social media, at the moment, no culprit has been arrested. The search is taking place at high speed. The attack took place on the 5th anniversary of attacks in Norway by far-right extremist Anders Behring Breivik, who killed 77 people in a gun and bomb attack on a Labour Party retreat as well as the center of Oslo. This attack started at a restaurant in the mall shortly after 6 p.m. local time. There's a video that was posted on social media showing one gunman opening fire on the sidewalk outside of a McDonald's restaurant across the mall. Another video obtained by the AP from German news agency Nonstop News showed two bodies with sheets draped over them not far from the restaurant. Witness, I'm going to say Luann Zakari, told German broadcaster NTV that he heard the attacker yell an anti-foreigner slur, and there was a really loud scream. He added he saw only one gunman who was wearing boots and a backpack, which I'm sure he's wearing other things besides that. But many shots were fired. I can't say how many, but it was a lot. All the people from outside came streaming into the store, and I saw only one person on the ground who was so severely injured he definitely didn't survive. They shut down their transit system at the height of the Friday evening rush hour. Residents opened their homes to people seeking shelter using the Twitter hashtag OpenDoor. In the meantime, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, of course, has been regularly briefed on the attack. Her chief of staff, spokesperson Peter Altmaier, said, "All we know and can say right now is it was a cruel an inhumane attack. We can't rule out that there are terrorist links. We can't confirm them, but we are investigating along those lines, too." Altmaier said numerous attacks have been prevented in Germany in recent years, but, and this is important, there can never be absolute security, especially when you're opening your country to all of these Syrians. He said, "You can only have absolute security in an absolute surveillance state. Nobody wants that. It would be the opposite of our free Western European way of life. But, and this is became clear again today, we can't talk down this danger. It's a danger that many countries are exposed, especially in the West. And that's why it's important to give our security agencies the instruments they need," whatever he means by that. I don't know what instruments they need. "It is the second attack in Germany in less than a week. On Monday, a 17-year-old Afghan wounded four people in an axe and knife attack on a regional train near the Bavarian city of Würzburg. I have trained there. And another woman outside as he fled. All survived, although one man from the train remains in life-threatening condition. The attacker was shot and killed by police. ISIS took responsibility for that train attack, but authorities have said the teen likely acted alone." Don't know how they know that already. Let's see. Being asked about certain guns from Century Arms. I don't currently have any. I definitely don't know what the C-39 version 2 is, though. And I know Century's trying to put out some good AK variants that, you know, American-made 922A compliant or whatever you call them. But I've never fired one, so I don't know. In other news, in Cleveland. Well, going to happen in Cleveland, but the Philadelphia Police Union is livid with Pantsuit because she has invited the families of slain Black Americans to speak at the Democratic Convention. Now, I'm being nice when I say slain Black Americans. I'm talking Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin. They did not invite relatives of murdered police officers, however. This prompted the local Philadelphia Police Union to fire off a blistering statement heavily criticizing the candidate, John McNesby, president of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 5, said the union was shocked and saddened by the planned choice of speakers at the convention, which opens Monday in Philadelphia. "The Fraternal Order of Police is insulted and will not soon forget that the Democratic Party and Pantsuit are excluding the widows and other family members of police officers killed in the line of duty who were victims of explicit and not implied racism." He said, "It's sad that to win an election, Clinton must pander to the interests of people who do not know all the facts, while the men and women they seek to destroy are outside protecting the political institutions of this country. Pantsuit, you should be ashamed of yourself if that's possible." The Clinton campaign has scheduled former President Bill Clinton to speak Tuesday night with the members of the Mothers of the Movement, a group that includes relatives of Black men killed by police such as Eric Garner of New York, Michael Brown of Ferguson, Missouri. Former Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles H. Ramsey, who said the nation is a powder keg over the police-involved shootings and assassinations of officers, is also scheduled to speak. Clinton campaign spokeshole Stephanie Formas told the CBS affiliate in Philadelphia, "As Pantsuta said, we need to support heroic police officers who put their lives on the line every day, as well as listen to the voices of mothers who have lost their children. We look forward to highlighting the courageous efforts of law enforcement with speakers at our convention, including from Pennsylvania, and praising their work to keep our communities safe. It would have been acceptable not to invite families from either of these groups. But to invite one and not the other is you telegraphing that you're taking a side, Pantsuit. The Clinton campaign has come out of favor of, in favor of anarchy and anti-police violence. They can sit back and issue all the pious statements about how much they love the police and appreciate what they do from now till the election, and is that going to change the stark fact that they telegraph which side they're on by snubbing the families of slain cops? There's a chance that if the murdered police officers' families had spoken, they would have been booed. That's reason enough, according to the thinking of the Clinton campaign, not to have the potential embarrassment during the convention. That would not be a good optic. That's, no, we can't have that. That's not good at all. No, no. We can't have that at all. Political to the very end, without a doubt. This is what makes you sit back and go, At some point, you say, I ask myself, when are they going to put the politics aside and just for a moment be human? And I guess the answer is never. As long as those two elderly scumbags, you know what, I can't say that. I'm not going to say that about them. As long as they're taking in breath, yes, they're not going to be that way. Coming up next, Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. We're going to do part two for the week because we don't get to speak enough. We'll be right back. This is...
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.